last seen is Falstaff by Verdi. As an old man, after a lifetime of writing tragic masterpieces, Verdi turned to comedy for his last opera and succeeded brilliantly. Based again on Shakespeare's play, The Merry Wives of Windsor, this opera takes place in Windsor, England during the reign of Henry IV. Falstaff is also the character in Shakespeare's play, Henry IV, Part 1, in case that sounds familiar. Falstaff plans to seduce Meg Page and Alice Ford. His plot is discovered by both the women and their husbands, and each group, unbeknownst to the other, makes counterplans against Falstaff. Nanetta Ford, Alice's daughter, is in love with a young man named Fenton, but of course her father would like her to marry someone else. A series of complications ensues through the entire opera, and our scene happens at the end. It is the final prank against Falstaff, and everyone is involved. Falstaff is told to meet Alice in Windsor Forest at midnight for a seduction. When he gets there, with antlers tied to his head as instructed, he hears what he thinks are fairy voices, and he falls to the ground to protect himself. Nanetta enters, disguised as the fairy queen, followed by children dressed as fairies. Nanetta sings an aria about fairy magic. After the aria, all of the characters arrive in masquerade to torment Falstaff, who finally repents. Then Ford announces the marriage of his daughter Nanetta to Dr. Caius, but discovers that because of the disguises, he has married Nanetta to her true love, Fenton, instead. We're surprised, right? He admits to being duped, and he blesses Nanetta's marriage, and everyone sings a fugue of reconciliation. The idea in the fugue is everyone is a jester, and he who laughs last laughs best. In this scene, we will hear Nanetta's aria, and then we will hear the final challenging 14-voice fugue.